Hey, Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center, along with Jennifer and Steve. I got a question for you. Are you ready? All right. Now, let's see. What one thing could you do over the next, let's say 30 days, that would make the biggest single difference in your life? What popped into your head? Some of you had to do with maybe your health. Some of you thought, well, you know, it's my kids. You know, if I stop being so critical for the next 30 days, it could change a relationship. Or maybe that's true with a spouse or work or something just really personal about your own integrity. Come on. And we all live in a fallen world. And even the Apostle Paul says, come on, Romans 7, the things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I shouldn't do, I do. And he's just as, well, he needed Christ as much as we do today. And so I tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to take these 28 minutes of intentional living, and we're going to hear from people who have said, hey, here's my one thing. Here's the difference it's made in my life. And by the end of this show, I want you to think about one thing for yourself for 30 days. And if that happens, this has been a successful half hour. Before we get into our first call, I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone. Those of you who prayed for us, those of you who called, those of you who went online, those of you who sent in a gift by mail that helped us during these last several days of the emphasis here at Intentional Life Media on fundraising to support the radio and intentional living. Thank you. What a huge help. And if you didn't get a chance, I know life's busy, kids school, vacations, whatever, you can still get involved. All you have to do is give us a call, 888-888-1717, or you can go to theintentionallife.com. You're still needed and appreciate it a great deal. All right. These are some callers I had a chance to talk to over the last while that really share their one thing. And I wanted to get started with this one from Ryan, because I think many of you maybe can't relate exactly to his situation, but the sort of the essence of what he's trying to say is, I'm trying to find what my one thing is.
I need to find my one thing. I seem to have a lot of time on my hands. I'm trying to quit smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt God touch me at the altar a while back, but
it didn't stick.
It didn't stick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I'm going through some uprooting with my medical insurance and things like that.
Yeah. You sound a little discouraged, Ryan.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And that's how that ended with Ryan. And let me just say this as we get started on this the show today on this Power of One Thing. We all get discouraged. And I think many times we jump into something, even trying to be intentional, and then we hit a brick wall, we have opposition, we have clutter in our life, whatever it is, and we can throw in the towel, as they say, right? Either procrastinate or jump onto something else. And this thing of intentional living is about as straightforward. There's a lot behind it from a biblical perspective that we dig into and teach at our conferences and through our resources and the things that we make available here at Intentional Living. But in essence, it comes down to two things. I call it, take the number one squared. That's still one, right? But it's two things, really. Number one is to understand that every day, I have one thing that I'm pursuing, not perfectly, but I'm going to get up and do it every day, even when I don't want to, for God's glory. That's the key. I know it's something that's going to glorify Him, strengthen me, benefit me, and those that I love. Every day, one thing. No matter how discouraged you are, how overwhelmed you are, at least one thing every day to help build your life. It might be something that takes an hour, maybe something that just takes 10 minutes, but every day you're building your spirit, your relationship, everything about one thing every day. Number two is that you have one thing every day that you say, hey, I got to get this out of my life. I got to declutter this out of my life. Could be your thinking, could be a habit. You're working on it. You may fall down, fail, get back up, do it again tomorrow better. Why? Because you want to bring glory to God and benefit to yourself. And as we said, I got to be clear, this isn't because God's going to love you more and say, pat you on the head, good boy. It's because God loves you just like a daddy does. A good daddy loves his kids and wants his kids to see that when they follow how the family operates in a healthy way, if it's a healthy family, good things happen, better things happen. And if you didn't grow up in that kind of environment, this sort of, you're thinking, well, hey, listen, God is different than our earthly fathers and mothers, no matter how great they've been. He's a good dad. And he loves you. And so we're going to share some stories today. You're going to hear some that are different stories, different issues, but people saying, hey, here's my one thing. And you can join in, by the way, on our storyline at 888-888-1717. All right, let's go to Dennis in Arizona. What's your one thing, Dennis?
My 30-day challenge is your 30-day challenge, just to listen, to be intentional. Man, it's been a transformational thing in my life to listen to Family Life Radio every morning as I'm driving and working DoorDash. It's transformed the relationship I thought I had with God. You know, I love God, and that's my one thing, is just to continue that.
How does that make a difference, Dennis? You get up, you do DoorDash, you're listening in the radio as you're driving. How does it impact your life? What is it that makes a difference?
I drive constantly, and I get very aggressive when I'm driving DoorDash, because it's a mindset. I have to be fast. But when I'm listening to the praise and worship music and hearing the messages, it changes. It doesn't bother me that this guy cut me off or somebody did that.
Interesting.
It doesn't matter. You know, so just it takes that anger away, and it's affected the way I treat my wife. You know, I'm not so mad at home now. And I'm still working through that anger and depression and stuff that we're dealing with. We just had a child, and we have an 8-month-old daughter, and the radio station has been a godsend. We both met at a life recovery program, like a boot camp for getting back in a relationship with God and outreaches and things like that. And since we've moved to Tucson, we haven't been able to do that as much. But I still, you know, try to pray and speak with people as I work. This radio station has just reconnected both of us with God. We were foundering in a lot of ways because of our falling away from our relationship with God and the Son, Jesus, after that move. And it's just brought me so much closer in my relationship with Jesus. And I can't thank you guys enough. So that's my one thing, is to continue to be intentional. I've reset every preset on my radio to you guys. I listen on the app. So
that's good. You keep listening, Dennis, and drive safely as you're making those deliveries. Hey, I just want to say, what a timely call coming out of what we just had with the fundraiser. So many of you who said, hey, I want to be a part of the radio, support the radio. Not only are you getting it, but you're impacting people like Dennis. What a blessing. That's terrific. All right, Corey, you're in Michigan. What's your one thing?
My one thing is trying to deal with my anger, because sometimes I get anger issues.
Is it creating problems in relationships?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm one of them people that don't know how to hold my tongue too well when I get angry.
Have you found anything that helps you?
Working out, and sometimes, you know, when I pray to God, sometimes everything is good, and going to church and everything, because I've got an awesome church. And
it's good. And you're a Christian? You know the Lord?
Yes, I do. I was saved when I was 16, baptized when I was 40.
Good for you. That's good. Hey, listen, Corey, you know there's a little verse in the book of Ephesians that says, be angry. Do you know the Bible tells us to be angry? But it goes on, but there's a little comma there. Be angry, but do not sin. And I think what Paul is saying is, this is the way I look at it. God gives us emotion for a reason. And the question would be, what's the reason for your anger? Is there something going on with anger that needs to be worked on in your life? Is there something, you got that anger, you don't want to sin, you don't want to lash out. You know, the Bible tells us, don't let anything come out of our mouth that's going to be destructive to other people. So what can we learn about being angry? What is it going on in your life that you think causes that?
To be honest, even though it's completely a wrong way of thinking, sometimes it's the way other people act.
Okay, so you're impatient with people?
Yes, very impatient. you know, me living here in Michigan, I always say a lot of people don't know how to drive, and, you know, people need to be in their own lane, and they don't want to.
Hey, you know, they do that in Arizona, too. So you get a little road rage, you get a little angry?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Let me ask you this. Let's get really, really practical. What one thing do you think you could do for the next 30 days every time you feel the little road rage or the anger, you're ready to open your mouth and say something or do something that you're going to regret? What one thing, one simple thing that might help you at that moment, take captive your thought at that moment for Christ? What do you think it would be?
Just pray for him.
Okay. Will you do that for 30 days?
Oh, yeah, I can do that for 30 days. Right. I'm a truck driver, so I'm out of state a lot, too. So usually gets interesting when I'm down south driving.
There are those drivers. Listen, Corey, here's what I'm encouraging you to do, because you called. I love you and want the best for you. When you feel that on the road, you don't know what that I always tell myself, I don't know what that person's going through. They might have just come from the hospital and got a bad diagnosis. Maybe they had a fight with their spouse. Maybe they're late to something that's going to change their life. Or maybe they're just having a bad day. Or maybe they just, they're not connecting. They don't care. I don't know. But to be able to stop at that moment, tell yourself the truth. A, I can't change them. I can only change me. Two, if I lash out or do something, ultimately I'm hurting myself more than them because they're driving on and forgetting about me. And third, it's gonna affect my spirit and my attitude and my day. So I get no benefit, nothing, from allowing that anger to turn to sin in my life. But I do get a benefit to say, boy, I wonder what they're going through today. God, be with them. Slow down a little bit, move over to the other lane, and let them pass on by. Will you do that for 30 days?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely do that for 30 days.
All right, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you will or not, but 30 days from now, you call or leave a text and tell me what difference that can make in your life, okay?
Definitely.
Okay,
yeah, because some days are better than others, even for me.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And intentional living is really being animated to move our lives in such a way that would be consistent with the DNA in our lives. I say it's a life beyond belief. Believing is not enough. We as Christians tell people that you need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. That's what the scripture says. But it also goes on to say, as we're going to see in a few minutes, that if we don't have the works in our life, if we don't have the evidence, then what good is our faith? You know, that's an excerpt from our teaching this month, and it's all out there and available because of so many wonderful people who are praying for us, and many of you who just over these last 10 days called or went online and said, include me in. I want to be a part of the team moving forward. And you caught the vision, you joined the challenge, and God bless you. Thank you for doing that. If you missed out and want to be a part of it, boy, we need you. Just go to theintentionallife.com anytime, 24 hours a day, safe and secure. You can join up there and become a part of the team or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and say, I want to be a part of it. And press number two, all right? We're going to get to Gina in Georgia in just a moment, but first this.
My name is Adam, and I was calling in to give the one testimony on one thing I could work on.
I wrote in the book, The Power of One Thing, that doing one thing to intentionally love your spouse each day will change your marriage.
I have to tendency to talk a little bit too much, so I'm focusing a lot on just listening and talking less, especially with my wife.
Look at your marriage. Maybe it just isn't what you want it to be. Just think, what one thing for the next 30 days could make a big difference.
Sometimes I think I miss a lot of the points of what she's trying to get across because I'm so concerned about what I need to say.
Yeah, boy, do we all fall in that trap sometimes. We got an answer before the question even is raised. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Georgia. Gina, what's your one thing?
Well, there's actually two things that my mom and my grandmother both instilled in me, and I tried to pass that on to my children and my grandchildren. One is anything worth doing is worth doing right.
Yep.
And the other one is if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Be respectful to whoever it may be, regardless of the circumstance.
Yeah.
And my children are 36 and 38, and they have an awesome work ethic. And I think it's because that generational thing that was passed down from grandmother to mother to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remind my grandchildren all the time, you know, teenagers can sometimes be kind of catty and... Can't say anything nice, then just don't say anything at
all. That's right. Wasn't that out of the Bambi movie? Was that the Bambi movie? If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
I think that was Thumper, yes.
That was Thumper.
Right.
In the Bambi movie, which had a terrible, that was just awful the way that turned out. But anyway, that's another story. But that's true. Learning to, helping our kids to understand they're responsible for what comes out of their mouth.
Yeah, and once you say it, you can't take it back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, you just can't. Once it's said, you can never take back those hurtful words. You can apologize and sincerely mean that apology, but you just can't reverse what you say. It's a thing that I've got grandchildren that are teenagers now, and that comes out of my mouth quite often.
Boy, I hear you. Listen, it's true. You can't take it back. It's like feathers out of a pillow. They're hard to get back into the pillow once they start floating around. It's kind of like what the Bible says. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And also it says, Paul says, don't let any corrupt communication. And that can only not only be vile stuff. Sometimes we just say things that are not encouraging. We hurt people. Yeah. The mouth is a big problem, not only with words, but sometimes with what we eat, too, right? That's a whole other topic. All right, we're talking about the power of one thing. If you just joined us, intentional living is really focuses on two things. I call it one squared, right? One squared is still one. And number one is to make sure every day we get up, Lord Jesus, what one thing today have you placed in my heart? I know that's going to bring glory to you and certainly benefit to that thing that we've been working on, a goal that you've set, a problem that needs to be fixed. Whatever it is, I'm going to just stay at it one little thing every day. I don't know what it is, or maybe growing in your life. You know what it is. And then secondly is to say, what's in the path that's keeping me from doing it? And to work on that declutter process. So what's your one thing? Elizabeth, over there in California, thanks for your call. What's on the list for you today?
I wish I could tell all the early and middle starters just to let those things go that I thought were so, so, so important. My husband and I are very, very different people, and we have struggled, but we have fun together, but it has been a difficult marriage, and at times we both really wanted to quit. And I would tell my younger self, one, just let those things, they're really, really not going to matter once you're heading into our empty nest stage.
Yeah.
And that time with family is so vital. So find the things you can stick together on and just be grateful for those things. I wish I had let so many things go that I didn't.
Well, can you give an example or two of things that were, you look back now and say they really weren't that important?
I think when I was a young mom, we have three kids, and things that I thought were just so wrong that he was doing, now in hindsight, I wish I had trusted the Lord more, even if I felt that he was doing it not in the way that the Lord would ask us to. I still wish that I had given him the trust by serving Jesus. Now I know that God meets all of our needs, and so I know you can't know that at the age that I was, but I would tell older folks to tell younger people that you just stick to Jesus, and he's going to meet you, because now I'm so thankful that Brian and I stay together, because we'll be able to enter that last stage because we have the option, because we didn't give up.
That's right. And that's a big part of this whole thing that we talk about here, about being intentional. Sometimes it's easy to be intentional, and sometimes it's tough. Frankly, sometimes it's a pain in the neck, and you don't want to do it, and I don't want to do it. But when we choose to be intentional for God's glory, boy, there's the motive. You got to have the motivation. The motivation is I want God to get the glory, but I'm just going to slip in there. I have found in my own life that when God gets the glory for something, there seems to be a little trickle-down effect, and I get the benefit. And certainly those people I love do as well, I think. I think that's my experience. All right, Jesse, you're next. What's going on with you? Your one thing.
Yeah, my one thing is I quit drinking pop.
Oh. Pop, by the way, and, you use the word pop. That immediately tells us you're from Michigan, right? I know, right. I'm from Michigan.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just was living the unhealthy lifestyle, lots of fast food practically every day for breakfast and sometimes lunch, and, you know, got into that trap of that lifestyle of eating that all the time and had prayer last summer and felt like I was to at least start with not drinking pop. And that has pushed me into a better direction where I'm finally now eating much healthier. Haven't had fast food in a couple months and actually started exercising. So
how's it impacted you?
Well, my body, I feel better. My outlook on life, I think, actually feels better because my body feels better. So then my thoughts, I think, are more positive about not only myself, but life. I just feel more energized. And I honestly feel like it has made a difference in my spirit, because I truly believe the scripture 12:1 that we present ourselves as a living sacrifice. That includes our body. And yeah. I think that those two marry together.
Good for you. Was there a crisis that caused you to do this, or you just had an aha moment of saying enough is enough?
Yep, more of an aha moment. I was a camp counselor at a church camp this last summer and couldn't really participate the way that I would like to have, and said, okay, enough's enough.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, I want to make a comment before the break. What Jesse just told you was I started with one thing. I mean, a simple thing. He says, I'm just going to stop drinking soda or pop, as they say, I guess on the West Coast too, right? That's what Steven says. I grew up in Western Michigan. That's what we called it. But anyway, he made that one decision. Then he made another decision. And then he made another decision. And now he feels better. His life is better. He's healthier. It tends to be that way. And you know what happens the other way as well? You make a bad decision, and then you make another bad decision. They tend to compound. And when we learn to be intentional, they build one upon another, and better things will happen in your life.
As you know, everyone is born with unique DNA. Did you know that living an intentional life is connected to a different type of DNA?
The essence of intentional living is that we have a life animated by the spiritual DNA of rebirth in Christ.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, DNA, he takes an in-depth look at how living intentionally and having a deep relationship with Jesus will change how you live your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, I hope you'll do that. Thank you for the reminder, Kurt. Again, thank you for your support. You made a big difference over these last 10 days. You can continue to do so if you missed out. Call 888-888-1717, and you can press number 2 to talk to our staff, or just go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. When you do, you're making a difference. You're impacting someone for Christ. And that's what it's all about. Short time here on earth, we can get her done together.
I've been trying to get my husband to go to church for quite some time, and he still says no.
By doing the first right one thing, followed by the next right one thing, you are almost guaranteed to succeed at what matters most in your life.
But I am able to read certain passages from the Bible, and he's been enjoying it. So to me, that is like having my prayers answered. It's a step in the right direction.
There it is. That's great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Your comments, boy, we love hearing from you. And the more you tell the stories of being intentional, what God's doing in your life, we're in this together. We're encouraging each other at 888-888-1717 is the number. I got time for just one more call, Kathy. We're going to get to you in just a moment. But before we do that, again, I want to say to those of you who prayed for us and got involved and all the team and everybody worked so hard the last 10 days or so, thank you. You've made a difference, and more lives will be impacted because of it. And that's huge. All right, Kathy, come on in. What's your one thing for your family?
To have patience, to be on the same page, to listen to each other. We have a son. He has learning disabilities. He has autism. He has seizures and just recently got a permanent catheter. So we have to really, you know, take care of him and love him. So that's how we've learned through God giving us this child, you know, and I feel like God picked us for him. You know, it isn't always about us. It's about him and the rest of our family, of course, but it gives you insight. It helps you to have patience. It helps you to realize what's important in life.
How old is he?
He's 40.
You've been caring for him for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like he's 8 years old in his mind. Loves to watch the Golden Girls.
That's interesting. All right.
Hey, yeah.
How has this... You know, we got a lot of people listening that probably have, you know, issues in their family with health and children with special needs and so on.
Absolutely.
What is it that you've, you know, what have you learned after 40 years? I mean, what are some things that have helped you in really practical ways?
Well, you have to take one day at a time because every day is different. You have to realize that he can't do things for himself. I've learned to pray on him when he has a seizure and it stops. God's good. You know, my husband is my partner. He is my soulmate. Without him, you know, he's like my rock. Well, God's my rock, but you have to be a team and you have to be one. And that's what I feel like we are.
That's great. All right. It's been good. Thank you for all of these great calls, for sharing your one thing. You can still do the same by calling 888-888-1717. Talk to our comment line. Love to hear from you. Thank you, Jennifer, again for today and all the work these last number of days with the Share-a-thon. And Stephen, Stephen is behind the scene kind of pulling all these things together that make us sound as well as good as we do, I guess. Thank you for that, Stephen. And God bless you all. And so on behalf of my wife, Donna, our team here at Intentional Living, our family, thank you for being a part of the ministry. God bless you. This is Intentional Living, and it remains a ministry of Intentional Life Media.